Hello, and welcome to the latest Hail Hail History podcast. Brendan Rodgers is about to take his Celtic side to Sligo for a mid-season friendly against local side Sligo Rovers. In many ways, Sligo is a spiritual home for Celtic, the birthplace of many people that have shaped the boys' history. This will not be the boys' first trip across the Irish Sea to play Sligo Rovers. In July 1975, the Celts faced Rovers in a pre-season friendly, which ended in a simple 6-1 victory for the boys, including 4 goals from Bobby Lennox. Like the upcoming game, this match was played at the Showgrounds, watched by 7,000 fans. The Sligo team had one player of particular interest to the Celts. Brendan Tully was nephew of legendary Celtic player Charlie Tully. Although Jock Steen was the boys' manager, he was unable to make this trip, having been seriously injured in a car crash earlier that same month. This incident would keep Steen out of the Celtic dugout for the 1975-76 season. In his place was a man well known in the Sligo area, Sean Fallon, famously nicknamed the Iron Man. Fallon was born in Sligo, and it was here that he first became involved in sport. It wasn't just football where he excelled, swimming and Gaelic football were also places where he showed off his skills. Football though became his priority, and he played for the boys 254 times, appearing in defence and attack depending on requirements. He was part of the memorable club moments, such as beating Rangers 7-1 in the 1957 League Cup final, or scoring the winner in the 1954 Scottish Cup final. However, arguably his most important contribution was as Jock Steen's assistant manager. He was by Steen's side throughout his time in charge, not least when the boys celebrated in Lisbon in 1967. And in fact, he was acting boss as Steen recovered from the car crash. There have been other player and manager connections between Celtic and Sligo too. In terms of historical importance, after Sean Fallon, the most notable other Celt is maybe Charlie Gorivan. He was born in Sligo and later moved to Glasgow, playing for Govan Whitefield. From there, he became a Celtic player and appeared in the first ever Celtic game, a 5-2 win over Rangers in 1888, as well as appearing in the boys' first competitive match, a 1-1 draw with Abercorn in the 1888 Glasgow Exhibition Cup. Another example is Willie McStay. He was a well-known hoops player in the 1980s and comes from a famous Celtic family across different generations. McStay spent 2 years in the 1990s as Sligo manager. Some players have also appeared for both Sligo Rovers and Celtic, albeit not all of them have actually reached the boys' first team. The most notable of these is of course Sean Fallon, but there have been others too. This includes Declan Doyle, Pat McCluskey, and most recently Johnny Kenny, who is still a Celt, although currently on loan at Shamrock Rovers. Other men from the Sligo area haven't pulled on a Celtic jersey, but they have still had a profound impact on the club and its history. The most notable of these is, quite simply, the man who made Celtic, Brother Walfred. Andrew Cairns was born in Ballymote in Sligo in 1840. He later tried to escape the ravages of poverty by moving to Glasgow, and joined the Marist Order as Brother Walfred. As head teacher of Sacred Heart School, he tried to feed poor local children through the penny dinner scheme. In seeking to raise funds for this, Walfred used various football teams, and he was inspired by Hibernian's 1887 Scottish Cup win. This led him in November 1887 to organise the establishment of Celtic Football Club, a profound legacy indeed. Walfred's Sligo heritage is celebrated locally to this day. As well as the statue that he has at Celtic Park, in 2004, another statue was unveiled at his former Sligo home. Fittingly, Sean Fallon, as a Celtic and Sligo representative, was involved in the unveiling. Another notable Celtic founder was born in Scotland, but had a strong Sligo link. William MacKillop came from Ayrshire, born to Irish parents. He was a successful businessman, operating various shops and restaurants. MacKillop helped start the club and later served on the Celtic board. In addition, he later became a Member of Parliament, representing North Sligo. The Celtic and Sligo Rovers match will be far from the biggest game in which the boys participate this season. However, it has an important place in remembering and celebrating some of Celtic's important historical Irish links. To learn more about Celtic's history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X, or you can take part in a free Celtic History walking tour. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more details.